Macmillan Audio presents The Things We Keep by Sally Hepworth. Read for you by Therese Plummer and Barry Krynick. Chapter 1. Anna. 15 months ago. No one trusts anything I say. If I point out, for example, that the toast is burning or that it's time for the 6 o'clock news, people marvel. How about that? It is time for the 6 o'clock news. Well done, Anna. Maybe if I were 88 instead of 38, I wouldn't care. Then again, maybe I would. As a new resident of Rosalind House, an assisted living facility for senior citizens, I'm having a new appreciation for the hardships of the elderly. Anna, this is Bert, someone says as a man slopes by on his walker. I've been introduced to half a dozen people who look more or less like Bert. Old, ashen, hunched over. We're on wicker lawn chairs in the streaming sunshine, and I know Jack brought me out here to make us both feel better. Yes, you're checking into an old folks' home, but look, it has a garden. I waved to Bert, but my gaze is fixed across the lawn where my 5-year-old nephew, Ethan, is having coins pulled out of his